brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is a high-octane transmission. First, Jim Tucker joined us from Istanbul, high atop a hotel, the Orient, overlooking the Ritz-Carlton, where the Bilderberg is being held. It was disinfo they had planted in newspapers that they were meeting in the other hotel, in the Classis. And we're going to be getting a big report written up for this. I've been told I'm on Coast to Coast AM tonight to cover this. But I need to have my producers get in touch with their producers because I don't think this can be covered in just one segment, as I was already scheduled to do. Rick Perry is attending, recapping that. That's coming up. I thought I had Ron Paul for another segment, but the phone was ringing. He had to go on another national radio show because he was elaborating on the international conspiracy that Rick Perry is obviously part of for going to Bilderberg, and I wanted him to elaborate on Logan Act, but we ran out of time. That is huge! Man, we're going to hurt the New World Order with this one. I just hope that Steve Watson and Paul Watson can get all this written up. We got Luke Radowski and WeAreChange.org and Tom Foti and Sabrina Rivera. What a team. And others. I can't list everybody that goes in the pack of new info warriors savaging the enemy. And they had a big effect. Not only did they confront Al Gore in the last week, David Rockefeller, John Edwards, another Bilderberg member, Al Gore's been there too. Not only did they confront all these people, but now they went back a day and a half ago and confronted Giuliani again. We now have that video up on JonesReport.com. We're getting it up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's up on WeAreChange.org if you want to check it out there. Now, it's got the first Giuliani and the second is on the second part of it. We're going to play that audio coming up in about 15 minutes. I mean, it's just so exciting to see people taking action, you know, talking to activists in Istanbul and talking to Congressman Ron Paul and then talking to you and talking to everybody. We will just jam in. I mean, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to cut you all off. I've done this before on the Sunday show I do from 4 to 6 p.m. on KLBJ. I am just going to take calls, but 45 seconds apiece, from the bottom of the hour, coming up in about 25 minutes, to the end of the show. Just bam, 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 bam. Here's the number. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, we're going to come back and play the clip after the break, but let's bring him up. Luke Radowski, 20 years old, in the fight now for a couple years. Luke, just out of the gates, because other young people and other, doesn't matter if you're old, young, black, white, Hispanic, hey, we can all fight the New World Order, but it is great to see young people. How did you wake up to the New World Order, Luke?
Man, it was you, man. It was all you, man. I saw Police Day 2000, and after being beat up by the police here in New York City by the NYPD, it really opened my eyes up to what's going on here. And it really made me just go to you. It made me go to InfoWars, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. It really opened my eyes to a wide range of issues. And, of course, then you brought me to 9/11. And ever since the age of 17 here in New York City, for about 3.5 to 4 years, I've been doing a lot of street actions. I've been out there every Saturday at Ground Zero with a big banner that states 9/11 was an inside job.
And then they started threatening you and intimidating you and trying to frame you, so you have quadrupled. I wouldn't say quadrupled. You've gone from a 1 to a 1,000. Now you're just literally foaming at the mouth, engaging the enemy, just rampaging, berserking over them. I mean, if this was the info war, and we put it into physical terms, you have a huge double-edged battle axe just hewing enemy soldiers, just savaging them.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they gave me some death threats. They gave Sabrina Rivera some death threats. They tried to stop me. They told me that, you know, they were going to kill me if I don't stop. And just understanding that situation, I decided just to step it up on a whole other level.
Yes!
And to tell them that we're not scared, and they're not going to scare me. And the word of truth and justice will never stop. And that they're going down no matter what. And they think they can stop us. They're not. It's only going to get intensified.
Let me hear your war growl. Ah, we're coming for you. Come on.
We're coming for them. They're coming down, man.
Come on, baby. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. Mighty film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, we're going to air the audio of the second Giuliani confrontation. Luke Radowski, recap what you guys did last week, who you confronted, those videos, most of them are out, some of the others will be posted over the weekend, and then go through this, because when we talked to you Tuesday, you were then going to leave while you were busy dubbing tapes to mail me and uploading them to the web, editing video, you were about to storm out and try to go to two other Giuliani events. And again, we don't wait for orders for headquarters. You guys are just out there going to the sound of the guns. So I never found out, fire and forget, what you guys did. So tell me and the world, tell us all exactly what transpired.
I mean, last week, all of last week, the last 7 days have been really crazy for us. We confronted John Edwards, Richard Haass, the president of the CFR, John D. Rockefeller, John Edwards, and now Rudolph Giuliani. Now, last time I was on the phone with you, I started editing the footage, I put everything together, and then Giuliani was doing two other talks, one in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and another one in Staten Island. We at WeAreChange.org, me, Sabrina, Tom, and my good friend Matt and Nate, we hit up both of those events. And the Bay Ridge event was pretty interesting because there was a group of about 40 to 50 family members and rescue workers actually protesting Giuliani outside of his fundraiser. There was family members there pissed off about his lies, and we have great video of family members just speaking out about, you know, how treasonous and how scum Giuliani really is. And what was really interesting is that the police department here in New York City totally shut down the whole street where Giuliani was. They set up barricades, and they barricaded in the family members away from Giuliani. They barricaded away the press. Nobody could get near him. But as soon as Giuliani came out to his private car, to his private with his Secret Service, everybody just started booing him. Everybody. Just all the family members there just started booing him.
And that's what I was talking to Ron Paul, the presidential candidate, last hour about. He is literally in polls. Close to 90% of New York hate him now. Liberals, conservatives, it doesn't matter. The police hate him. The fire department hates him. The civil service hates him because he was such a crook. Everybody knows it. And all the stuff's come out of him with the dust and the rest of it. But there's this national illusion that he's so loved.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the media kind of really ignores it. I mean, they did a great job.
I'm telling you, Ron Paul attacked him and said, you keep wrapping yourself a 9/11 flag. New Yorkers hate you, and they boo you everywhere you go. It'd be huge controversy. Ron Paul would probably win the nomination. But you heard him. He's such a gentleman. He says he's not going to do that last hour.
He is a gentleman, but you have to see the video.
Yeah, this is not the time to be gentlemanly.
It is. It's in the video. You see family members and rescue workers booing Giuliani. Giuliani comes to New York City. Literally, he has to have Secret Service all around him because family members, rescue workers always are going to confront him. And he's actually staying away from New York City. He goes around nationwide collecting millions of dollars off his speeches of 9/11 and claiming he's a hero. But when he comes to New York, he has to hide. He has to shut down streets just to get in his car. That's how bad it is here in New York City.
Headline, Giuliani has to shut down New York streets because he's so hated in New York.
Oh, yeah, it's in the video, man. It's in the video that we just posted on WeAreChange.org.
No, I've watched it, and we tried to download it, and it's that Blip TV thing. I'm not knocking it. I don't know why you guys don't use YouTube, but we got a bad recording, so we're recording it again. We downloaded it and are now trying to record it, and so we're going to be playing that coming up. That's why we're not already airing it. But, yeah, it's up on WeAreChange.org right now.
Yeah. And we also got him a second time, and then he did another fundraiser in Staten Island. So what we did, we got in the car, me, Sabrina, Nate, Matt, and Tom, and we took the car to Staten Island. And as we got there, Giuliani was citing baseballs. He was outside, actually. And Tom, Nate, and Matt just ran up to him and started questioning him. And he was just laughing. He didn't even try to answer some of the questions. And then we just told him, you know, how does it feel to be a puppet for the New World Order? And he just started laughing. And then the Secret Service security guard started shoving on us and pushing us away. It's all in the video, man. And then
I know, it's bombshell. I've seen it.
Yeah, the Secret Service is following us all the time. They had police escorts as we were leaving each location. And it was pretty creepy and scary, man. You even see one Secret Service dude trying to ask me and Sabrina for their full names and our contact information, trying to really intimidate us. But we weren't.
Hey, don't worry. We're going to make them big stars, too.
Oh, yeah, they're already big stars, man. The video's up on WeAreChange. I'm working on a high-resolution quality, better version up right now. I'm doing everything I can. I'm here at home. I stood up all night making this video. I hope people really enjoy it. And it really just shows you what Giuliani's about. Giuliani's a crook. Giuliani's a liar. Giuliani is not a hero. He's one of the criminals of 9/11, and we have to expose that. We have to come up to him, and we have to do follow-ups, man. If anybody knows where Giuliani is, come ask him a question again. Come confront him again. That's what it's about, man. Truth Revolution.
Continue. Keep hitting him, Luke.
I mean, that's what it's about, man. He's a crook. I mean, he can't even be in New York City, for God's sakes. His own city where he was the mayor. He set up a total police state here when he was a mayor. The people despise him. The police despise him. The firefighters despise him. The rescue workers, the family members despise him. He lied. He's responsible for injuring 50,000 rescue workers. He lied about the air quality knowingly. He lied about it. He lied about knowing the towers are going to collapse. He's on record lying to the media, lying to family members, lying to Sabrina Rivera about him not knowing the towers are going to collapse. He knew. There's video of him talking about it on 9/11. The towers are going to collapse. We got away. We took as many people as we could. He's lying. He knew what was going on. He's a New World Order puppet. You said he was at the Bilderberg, right? Is that documented, Alex?
Luke, I'm talking to Paul Watson right now, and I was listening to you, but I'm triple tasking here as I'm literally. Is it true? What, Luke?
Was he a Bilderberg member?
Is who a Bilderberg?
Rudolph Giuliani.
Yes, we've gotten reports that he's been there since he was mayor in the last 4.5 years. We have gotten reports. I've got to nail that down. But it looks like he may have been there when he was mayor as well, when it was held out in Chantilly outside Virginia a few years ago.
Yeah, because my friend Nate said, you know, you're just a puppet for the New World Order. And he saw his whole demeanor change. His whole security staff, his whole Secret Service staff got all tensed up. and started just shoving on us, pushing us away.
Well, that's like when you went up to one of Rockefeller security people in that...
In that Rockefeller video.
Yeah, in the Rockefeller video, and you say to him, you know, he's fighting for a new world order. And the guy goes, he's against the new world order? He knew what it was, but wait a minute, he's for that. I mean, you can hear the guy going, wait a minute, he's against the new world order? And you go, no, he's for it. And the guy goes, yeah? Because you gave him his book. I mean, they all know that. They all know who they work for. Hell, listen, we go to these Bilderberg functions, and I've talked to reporters that have been there, you know, almost 30 times, and they'll never help them, the wait staff, all these people. They will never help them, okay? And then as soon as they hear him talk about destroying France, destroying Germany, destroying America, they go, we'll give you everything you need. I've had it happen to me when I was in Canada. I mean, because they're you're around evil, man. They're meeting in there, Legion of Doom against America, and Rick Perry is their little darling because he's pulled off more criminal operations than I've ever seen a governor pull off. I mean, handing over the whole road infrastructure of Texas, trying to hand over the water. He's just and Rick Perry. How long have I told you, man? That guy's going to the top because they got so much dirt on him.
Oh yeah, he's total scum down there in Texas. What he's doing with the NAFTA cap, the highways, man. It's totally destroying, you know, Texas. Not only Texas, but America itself, man.
And by the way, Ron Paul talked about that, too, without me even talking to him before he got on air. I mean, he went right at the jugular. That's why he's going over there to meet with them. Ron Paul saw right through it. I mean, again, once you know this stuff, you just understand it. And we're all together on this, like we're a big hive mind or something. I mean, I'm telling you, we are going to defeat them, Luke.
We are going to defeat them. These guys want to destroy America. We will not let America be destroyed. We will not let the Constitution be destroyed on. We will not let it be trampled on. We are revamping the Constitution. We are taking America back. And these guys, you have to understand, these guys really want to destroy America. They want to start the North American Union so they can merge Canada and Mexico together to start this North American New World Order Union. That's why they got the EU. That's why the CFR papers even call for an Asian-Pacific Union, an African Union, a Middle East Union, because that's what they're going to start doing, grouping these little nation-states together and until they're going to have a one world order. And that's their basic wet dream. That's what they wanted forever. And I told Rockefeller, he's not getting one. National sovereignty.
Now, let's go back to Giuliani. I was listening to most of what you said, but I made a quick call to Watson about just seeing if he was up for this. If not, I'm going to have to cancel what I was already going to do. And I got to get Steve Watson on it, Slick Heisen, Aaron Dykes. And we've got to get it all going here. Strike while the iron's hot. We've got major breaking news from Istanbul that it's not at the Colossus like they'd announced. That was the diversion. They put it in the local paper. They're really meeting clearly. He said 95% chance, armed guards and black limos, lockdown at the Ritz-Carlton. Clearly that's it. Then we've got, so it's been confirmed, then we've got all the news of him being followed by Secret Service, what's happening there with Rick Perry going in violation of the Logan Act. We have his office saying it's not a violation of the Logan Act because they're not aware of the expansion of it. It's not just federal. Now it's citizens and governors, state, you name it. We have it in the Dallas Morning News. We have that going on there. Then Liana yet again, and tell me who these Mickley, who are on your with the team here with We Are Change under Infowars.com, explain to me exactly on this. Who went up to Giuliani, where they were, what was said, specifically right now with Total Information Warfare Fusion.
Oh, man, it was great activists here in New York City. It was Matt, one of our great activists here, Matt Lepasek, Tom Foti, and our good friend Nathan, who confronted him outside the Staten Island fundraiser here in New York City, the third fundraiser which he's having here in New York City, and came up to him and told him, you know that you just lied to us. We know, we just saw your members. You know, how come you didn't talk about the family members? How come you threw the family members in the garbage? You know, and they just started barraging him with questions.
Were they asking why he used them for potholes?
That's exactly one of the things, you know, the media isn't even covering, like, to, you know, used to clean up streets or used to, you know, refill streets. And that's sick and that's disgusting. And then the media starts to say the Truth Movement is against the family members when it's on the Truth Movement side. And people have to understand that, man. Truth is on our side.
Luke Radowski, stay there, my friend. Infowars.com, Info Warrior, on the front lines of the Info War. Hewing and crowning and crashing through the enemy lines. The berserking will continue.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver. which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Ted Anderson, 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $680.14, $335.60 for half, $167.80 for quarter. That's $680.14, $335.60, and $167.80. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Alcorsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up, we're going to air some of this. There's a crowd screaming, yelling, cussing at Giuliani, so some of that we really don't want to air here. FCC lets you do it if it's documentary. I mean, you'll hear stuff on NPR. If it really happens, it happens. But we're not going to do that here. But I think most of it's clean. You can barely hear it, some of the background. And then, of course, there's the confrontation. We're going to be able to air that coming up. But in closing, Luke, so much is going on. You just apprised me of the fact Aaron Rosen has been trying to call me for a week. I'm pathetic. I just get where I get so focused on filmmaking and everything else. I need to call him because you've got a project going, and I just heard the Loose Change guys. I know I'm supposed to call them. I just been trying to leave them alone to let them make this final cut. Very exciting stuff coming up on the debate. I'll just leave it at that with Ron Paul next week. Luke, anything else that you think needs to be added?
We're working hard here. I mean, we're going to release the John Edwards CFR and Al Gore footage soon. I'm working on it hard. Stood up all night. I'm going to stay up all night tonight working on the great footage. Also, what's really important to note, today, at Saturday at Ground Zero, we're going to have a live video feed of the street action that we're doing at Ground Zero.
So, and we found out why you're using that hard Blip TV, because you're saying you're having trouble uploading to Google and YouTube. So what we'll do is we'll just grab it off there and for you and then upload it to YouTube. That way it gets up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on with YouTube. I don't know if it's censorship or something, but I've been having a lot of trouble.
Well, now that you've talked about it, there'll probably be 300 versions of the video uploaded by other people. That's good.
That's great. Yeah, I can't wait, man.
By the way, speak of the devil, we've got that contest going on that's, I didn't count. Looks like 15 or something submissions that are amazing. The $1,000 prize, plus I'm going to give you like 40-something of my videos as part of the InfoWar package on top of a $1,000 cash prize that everybody will be, the winner will be getting, and that'll be announced the 14th of June, coming up here in 14 days. Get your submissions in. Go to prisonplanet.com to link through there at the top of the main page over to the site so you can learn more about the contest. And some people are submitting stuff that doesn't even plug InfoWars. It's got to plug 9/11 Truth and InfoWars, folks. That's part of the contest. But we're still putting submissions up there that don't do that. Other people are also submitting other people's work. You're not going to win doing that. But we've got, a whole bunch of really good submissions up there at PrisonPlanet.com. Luke, I know in between everything else you're doing, be sure and get me those dubbed copies and get those to us immediately, because that way you'll have more copies out there floating around as an InfoWars.com reporter. I commend your courage and what you and your team are doing. And remember, you represent 9/11 Truth at the highest levels now. And look at how you tried to get squeezed out locally by groups that were afraid of your energy or whatever. We don't know why. And then you got the death threats, the intimidation. They tried to claim you had bombs and set you up. And then you only intensified your action. And that is the goal. Every time we get hacked or attacked, we add a new website. Every time I get threatened, I work an extra 5 hours. Every time somebody tries to, play dirty tricks on our website or on work we've done, and we know all your dirty tricks, folks, it helps us. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you. Keep it up, if that's God's will, because we are never going to stop, are we, Luke?
Never. We will never stop. As long as we have truth and justice on our side, we will never stop, no matter what.
Well, be single-minded, be focused, my friend, and God go with you. Our prayers go with you, and you just keep up your fine work, my friend.
Godspeed, Alex.
Take care. All right, there goes Luke Radowski, ladies and gentlemen. I said we'd take nothing but calls when we got back, but we never were able to get the clip until now because of Blip TV or Blink or whatever it is. Just atrocious. But it took us like 5 hours the other day to download the last clip, but this time it's streaming. We're getting it up on our servers and on Google and everywhere else so you can get it, because we have a thing where we upload it simultaneously off three different identities, so one of them always gets through. So we always triple attack. If you try to block us, we triple attack. Which people tried to block us from the Ron Paul meeting, the museum and others did, so I quadruple attacked. Well, actually, I had five cameras in there. So that's just how we roll. And it's not even that we're that special, folks. We're just average people who are, if we're going to go into a fight, we're going to go 110% against you. And you just better realize that. And the New World Order sets me up, plants drugs on me, whacks me, does whatever they do. It'll only intensify the movement 100 times. I don't want that to happen, but that's what makes the grass grow, ladies and gentlemen. That's what waters the tree of liberty. That's why I'm committed. In fact, I want everybody to know this. I want to say this now. I've always wanted to say this. I win either way. I want it to be known in the future, if they do ever kill me or set me up or do something, that you don't win. I want you to know that I fully consciously knew the stakes and knew the dangers, just like Ron Paul said he does. And I want you to know I win. You cannot win. You cannot defeat us. You cannot win. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi told Darth Vader, you can't win. You understand? You cannot win.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
This ain't the Fight Club. I don't know what is. All right, let's go ahead. We're going to your calls here in a moment. Here's about 5 minutes of where they're confronting Giuliani up close for the second time on Tuesday. The second time they confronted him, but twice on the same day. So three confrontations with his lordship with over 20 victims' family members booing him. That's before on the video. I don't think we have time to play that. Maybe we'll cue that up, too, and play some booing for you. But there's some cuss words involved, too. So we're having to... Well, you might be able to hear some in the background. So much is moving so fast here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. His Lordship Tuesday night being confronted by the Infowars.com, WeAreChange.org, Flotilla.
Mr. Giuliani, do you have any comments about Wall Street Senator number 7 Flats?
See you right on here.
Sure, please.
Do you have any comments about your colleagues, Larry Silverstein's admission to the building being full?
Mr. Giuliani, can you tell us why you cleared the debris from the crime scene, sir? Mr. Giuliani, sir? Can you tell us why you took the evidence away from the crime scene, sir?
Hear about the 93 report of Giuliani's vulnerabilities?
You have a comment for the family members, sir, as to why you took their remains from the crime scene,
sir?
Do
you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
Oh, stop.
Get a life, man.
Hey, you're going to talk about 60,000 people? You're going to talk about 60,000 people?
Yes, we don't want to hear this nonsense.
You're going to talk about... Well, what we want to hear is an answer, sir.
Can you sign this for me, please?
Hear about the family remains? Care about the victims? What's your motivation for making Nova Scotia?
They're not going to stop me from signing.
No.
Thank you.
What we need is an answer, sir.
I have to talk to you.
Why did 60,000 people die?
You got to
name.
He's nice by omission.
I want to make sure it's not a check.
No, it's not.
9/11. It wasn't.
Sir, why did you allow them to go out there when you knew they were going to die? When you knew they were going to die. Why did you allow them to go out there, sir? Don't touch me. No, don't touch me. You. And the air was polluted.
They're not
going
to stop me from signing it.
No. But once you mention it.
Now,
people are dying.
It's going to
reach 70,000 in a year, sir, probably.
Could you get your money?
Could you get your book?
Look at
you just smile like the crap you are.
Could you get your book?
Come on.
Get your book. Yeah. We did see footage today that you did know that you did have warning the towers were going to come down.
Take care, gentlemen.
You did have warning that the towers were going to come down, sir.
Somebody's fence. Thank you.
Why didn't you warn the people and the other firemen, sir? Why didn't you warn them, sir? If you knew they were coming down, why didn't you warn them they were coming down, sir?
Take it easy.
How about a comment, sir?
You guys must do football. You're pretty good at that.
Hey, Nate, hey, easy, guys. Easy.
Come on. Come on.
Be careful. Just be careful. Sir, why did you take the evidence away from the...
So you got Secret Service shoving all everybody. They got to keep their mob boss safe while Boss Perry's on the Ninth Circle. I mean, this is how these people operate. And you hear him. You know, they knew the towers were going to collapse. He told Peter Jennings that. He told the commission that. But he still sent the firemen and police in and didn't tell them to get out. But he announced that he knew. Then he tried to lie last week, and major New York papers picked it up. WNBC, NBC picked it up, and then we pointed out to NBC, hey, here's his quotes, and they put in the article that Giuliani did say he was told to get out. So see, this is how it's happening. I'm telling you right now, we're doing an article on this. It's going to be big because you're going to help us get it out to everybody, folks. Don't let these huge stories just go unnoticed. There's a lot of stories we put out this week that are just huge, like Bush using known al-Qaeda groups that are real al-Qaeda to attack Iran and calling Iran al-Qaeda, or putting out this known Mossad agent running around saying he's al-Qaeda about to launch attacks on America, this Gadan guy. I mean, that stuff needs to be out, too. Help us get aggressive. Ron Paul talking about, yeah, Rick Perry violated the Logan Act. I mean, this is just huge. Let's go to calls now. Well, should we play the rest of this? You know what, folks? Just go to prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, wearechange.org, and jonesreport.com. It's all up there. Continual coverage in the next few days. It's just ongoing video clips are going to be going up. It's going to be massive. Just stay with us. I haven't even eaten yet. I just thought about that. A minute ago, I was like, I haven't eaten yet today. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night. I've been battling since early this morning. I love it. I feel good. I mean, this is good. Oh, and that's the point I made earlier. People take pleasure when they play dirty tricks on us, and they get pleasure when they threaten us, or they get pleasure when they do bad things to us. And I just want you to know that I know I'm winning. I know that God's will is being done when I fight evil. And I know we're standing up against you, scum, and I know we're better than you. And I know we're the good people. And I like being good, and I like being on the side of right. Okay, you understand that? And I like the strength it gives me, and I like the courage, and I like having honor. You understand that? Those are my possessions. Those are my treasures. And I want you to know something, that all of the stuff the New World Order's done to me, all the things they've threatened to do, I want you to know that's all a blessing. Okay, what does not kill me only makes me stronger. And you even kill me. You can't win, Darth, like the saying goes. You strike us down, we'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And you look at all the people that came before us, our forefathers, the people that fell at Lexington and Concord. That's what started it all. And that's why Thomas Jefferson said the blood of patriots waters the Tree of Liberty. And it's just the fight, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. We know you're going at our throat. We responded to your first blood attacks on us. You drew first blood over and over again. And we're going to clean your clocks, and we're going to arrest every single one of you. And you're going to have a jury by your peers, and then you're going to prison, bare minimum. And I want the New World Order to know that you're going to fall. You know what? You could have played it cool. You could have kept going. You could have just had your power. But you had to go through it all. You had to try to really destroy our lives, and you thought you could publicly run DynCorp and Halliburton child kidnapping rings, and you thought you could publicly steal trillions out of the Pentagon, and you thought you could publicly walk all over us and do whatever you wanted to, and you thought you'd get away with it forever, and you thought you'd kill those people on 9/11 and then stand up there and grandstand as the heroes and then use their bones to fill potholes and put it in the Associated Press and laugh at us. You thought you'd just flaunt it all in our face. You thought you'd get away with it. I can feel the spirit of liberty rising. And I tell you now, your new world order is going to fail. Though you may launch it on its maiden voyage, you've got it in the docks right now, about to cut the holds on the cables and let it slide into the bay. But I'm telling you, that thing is going to be like the Titanic on its maiden voyage. I see the New World Order rising and having the capstone placed, and the instant you place that capstone, your fall begins. The second you place that blasphemous capstone on that black pyramid built on the dead bodies and the souls of all those you fed on is the minute that hell is released against you. I hope you know that, you fools, because your master is only here to kill, steal, and destroy. It's against life itself, and that means you too, you wicked Luciferians. And I don't fear your God. I fear the God that made your petty God, and I fear the God that gives life and can take eternal life, that can kill the soul, and your new world order is going to fail. And it's that simple. So I want, on the record, to everybody to know, I've made my choices in life. On the record, I'm glad I've done what I've done. On the record, I'm so blessed it makes my head spin. On the record, when you do right, even if you get defeated, you win, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
People, man, glory to God. I'm excited. I'm a long-time listener. I just wanted to say some quick things about Ron Paul and just three ways to support him. One, I think the big one that I've been doing, the value dollar's got me a little down, so I haven't been doing the monetary thing, but I can a little bit. But to pray for him, I know we can pray for God's will to be done with him for
divine intercession.
Right, and for his, to frustrate the plans of his enemies, and for his message to be heard, because if we don't, this is a great way to get his message heard. The whole year before the election,
I agree. The whole world should pray for Ron Paul and pray for this movement against the New World Order.
So I think we should just go into our rooms, close the door, and contribute to his campaign in that way, and prayer. And also, I'm waist deep in DVD minus R's here, burning DVDs of all kinds of different titles. And I was wondering if there was a title, Ron Paul movie that's kind of sanctioned that we can get that out, for the ground troops.
Well, there's about 15 minutes or more Ron Paul in my film, A Matrix of Evil. That's the film out there that's got the most Ron Paul I know of. My documentary on DVD, The Matrix of Evil. I appreciate your call. Cliff in Idaho, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, I need you to please listen to me. I've been waiting for over an hour. I wanted to talk with you and Ron Paul. When your man come on to let me on, I said, please get me on there, but then Ron had to leave.
I'm going to put him on hold real quick. Okay, we didn't open the phones up then. I opened the phones up just now. Okay, and you're on the air, sir. Okay, so I had the congressman for a limited time, but I can't have radio discussions about the execution of the radio show. That I can't do. Okay, because it isn't real radio to sit here and talk about how you didn't get on with Ron Paul. Now, if you want to make a point, sir, go ahead.
Go ahead. But what I have to tell you this, and everybody out here needs to listen real close to this. I've got $18.5 million sitting in the bank, the Westminster Bank in London. I had it cleared.
Yeah.
Now listen to what I'm saying, please. Please listen to me, Alex. I cleared it through the president, which he just went out 2 days ago, and also the head of the Economical Crimes Commission to have it cleared to send here to the United States. Then the IMF came in and put a hold on it because of the Patriot Act and the denims they put to that. You know what I'm telling you.
Sir, I think you've sent me faxes, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I just sent a bunch to Ryan concerning this. I have all the documentation, everything about it.
I'll have to. So, have you filed liens or something?
Sir, I have $18.5 million as a beneficiary fund that was coming from overseas.
Oh, explain to me where that came from.
It came from my beneficiaries and everything else that was into the oil and the gas out there from 2003. I've been hunting for it, and they didn't notify me. I finally found out, okay?
Well, that's amazing. Listen, I'll check into it. Let me just tell everybody about this. This is standard oil company operation, and that most people don't even know that they're being ripped off when there are oil rigs, or not rigs anymore, but oil being pumped off their land. It's standard operating procedure to not pay people. Look, I'll try to read it. I got Aaron Russo calling me. I haven't called him back. I got the loose change guys calling. I'm literally haven't even eaten, but I'll try to do it, okay? Believe me, I wish I didn't have to eat. I wish I didn't have to sleep, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, I'm going to be tired later today. I'm not whining. I just want you to know why I get so wild, because I have to get ramped up to even have the energy to do all this. I'll read your faxes. I think you sent them weeks ago, too. But trying to get money out of oil companies that's owed to you is like trying to get the Easter Bunny to, you know, come visit you on Christmas. Who's up next? Ben in Atlanta, Georgia, site of the North American Union Capitol. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if you had heard about the Senate Bill 1082 about the regulation of drugs and supplements.
Yes, they're trying to shut down supplements, and they're making their move. They've introduced legislation to put a tax on all email and to start shutting down net neutrality. The New York Times, we were so busy we didn't even run an article about this week. The New York Times said they're ending the Internet as you know it. Internet 2 is coming in. I appreciate your call. It's all happening. Okay? North American Union. By the way, John Birch Society reported they ended up getting larger sections of the bill, and they're very conservative. When they report something, you can bank on it. We already knew this, though. The senators that have seen it say it's the old Kennedy bill. Total blanket amnesty. We already knew that. And the senators are all mad now because they weren't allowed to see the whole bill, and now they've learned it's just the Kennedy bill, with some language about how they'll build defense, which they'll never do. I mean, right there, folks, it's just Tony Snow and all these liars all over TV and radio lying to you. They're trying to give America a final dose of cyanide. They're trying to put it down. They're putting this down, folks, like you put a horse down. Like you walk up to a horse with a .45 and when it's got a broken leg and put two in its brain. You understand? They're making their move. And Texas is the front line. That's why Rick Perry's been summoned to the Bilderberg. Well, I'm on the front lines here, ladies and gentlemen. I think there's a reason that, you know, there's such a big fight here, such a big fight in Austin. It's big time, folks. What we're facing is the crossroads, as Ron Paul said. They're making a big push. He said it's all accelerating. What was the term he used? I've got to go back to it. He said they're accelerating, but he used another term. He said it's all happening right now. I mean, he said, are we in the fight for the life of the Republic? And he said, yeah, it's been going on for a long time, but now it's all coming to a head right now. Right now. It's all coming to a head, ladies and gentlemen. The next couple years, it's just toe-to-toe combat with the New World Order at point-blank range. If they think they can get away with it, they're going to set nukes off, they're going to arrest people, they're going to bring in foreign troops. And I know a lot of you are laughing right now. If they win this next round, they're going to fail in the end. And when you are sitting there seeing it, do not lie to yourself at that point. Remember what I told you. Remember what you heard here. Don't rationalize and make excuses. It'll be a lot easier on you if they get to that point, if you resist and fight then. Because if they move with force on a mass scale, they may just test it out in a few cities like New Orleans, but on a larger scale. If we move against them strong and speak out and do a lot of other things, they may back off. Okay, this is life and death right now. This is the overthrow of the U.S., but it's done in a corporate way, with militarily and economically. Who's up next here? I don't have the call list. Nick in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
I know you got a short time, so I'll try to make it quick. I was getting so sick and tired of all these people getting on the radio preaching that Fred Thompson is their savior.
Piece of
Phil.
I did
research on Fred Thompson today. He's a globalist. He's just like the rest of them. They're going to try to give him a down-home boy appeal like they did Bush and slip him in, get the Christian conservative vote. We just need to get out and get on Mr. Thompson there, just like we got on Arnold Schwarzenegger, get him out of the race. And also, Alex, let's get off topic, but when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I read Revelation for the first time. And for the first time, I realized that in my life, I very well might have to make a decision whether to take that mark or to take death, and I would take death every time. I'm going to hang up, Alex. You have a good day.
God bless you. Well, look, you can never give in to tyranny. I mean, I am going to live on my feet, ladies and gentlemen. Who was it that said that rather die on your feet than live forever on your knees? The old saying from the Founding Fathers was, die on your feet instead of living on your knees. But then some Mexican rebel changed it. I saw the quote the other day. To, I'd rather die on my feet than live forever on my knees. Absolutely. Because, folks, you don't want to live on your knees. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I only have time to take one more call. Who's first up in line? You said Art? Oh, Andrew's first. Andrew in New York, last caller. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell Luke really quick, we're doing our part here in Syracuse, New York. You keep it up, guy. You're my hero, too. Not just Alex, but you, too, now. And I wanted to ask you, sir, do you know of any current office holders in New York that are also going to Bilderberg?
No, on Coast to Coast last night, they asked me about office holders, and I said I didn't know yet because it hadn't started yet. They started arriving today. It really starts tomorrow. But now, Dallas Morning News, Rick Perry, but you can bet you've got, it's governor or above. I know Pataki was there last year in total violation of the Logan Act. We have him on video. We put it on the web. It's in the new film Endgame. God, Endgame's powerful, folks. Listen, I appreciate your call. You know, this show is going to continue to re-air when the broadcast ends until 11 o'clock tomorrow when I'm going to be back live. I was going to take one day off and spend time with family, and I'm still going to do that tomorrow, but I'm going to be live on the phone. My children beg to go to the beach, folks. They beg, and so I can't say no. But I will be on the horn, on the phone with everybody. And we're scheduled to have some filmmakers from Istanbul on. We're scheduled to have Tucker with new reports on. I'm scheduled, as they say, to be on. Gotta stop saying that. It's annoying. I'm going to be on with Coast to Coast AM tonight. It's just wall-to-wall stuff happening. Please go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and support us. Get the books, get the videos, get the materials. And also, don't forget our sponsor, Interfood, just the best green food out there I found, and they're patriots, and it's inexpensive, and they support this show, Interfood, E-N-E-R-Food.com. Go to their website or 1-866-762-9238, Interfood, E-N-E-R-Food.com, or 1-866-762-9238. And I do use it, and my wife does use it, and it's amazing stuff. I mean, really, what else can I say about it? And it's stuff I can eat, too. The other stuff makes me feel bad a lot of times, or it's like, or it tastes weird. This doesn't taste great, but it tastes good with the orange juice or apple juice or, you know, other things like that. It's just absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's Interfood, my friends, or, again, the toll-free number to call, 1-866-762-9238. And we've got other great sponsors like blacklistedherbs.com and links to that up on the site. But I'm just out of time here, ladies and gentlemen. So much is going on. So much is happening. Freedom and liberty is rising at every level. Your voice needs to be heard. Whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a school teacher, an auto mechanic, Hispanic, black, white, old, young, from New York or Texas or Alabama or Kentucky or Ohio or Oregon, or Canada or Germany or Japan or Africa or Costa Rica, it doesn't matter. In the military, a police officer, whoever you are, you know tyranny's coming down on us. You know we're losing our freedoms. So tell people about this show because we're the most effective. We're on the front line. Tell them about all the other great shows that are fighting the new world order too. But we got a free podcast of the show at InfoWars.com. Go subscribe to it for free. Tell people about it. The show's going to restream 24 hours a day, 21 hours a day until the live show comes back, 11 to 2 Central. So you can listen to Ron Paul. You can listen to Jim Tucker coming up when this rebroadcast ends. Support our AM and FM affiliates out there, our sponsors, Shortwave, everybody. The Great Genesis Network, and all the other networks that are out there. Everybody that's out there, we all need to work together against the New World Order. All right, I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry we didn't have time to get more of your calls. We will tomorrow. I'll interview some folks from Istanbul, then we'll take some calls. We'll probably rehear that Ron Paul interview and some other things tomorrow as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the fight for the life of this republic. You are sorely needed now. Worldwide, the enemy is moving against what's left of any sovereignty, and we must globally fight this global new world order. All right, God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.